Hey y'all, hey, this is Fiat Hollins. I am an author, script writer, human vault, and overall storyteller. I share stories of healing and getting unstuck so that we all can be great and, just reach our full potential. So, in this segment, hold on. In this segment, I want to talk about what I wish I knew in my 20s. This is a message for millennials. I love me some millennials. So, this is what this segment is going to be about. So, like I said, I love millennials. I love millennials because I love their drive. I love their stick-to-it-ness, their determination, especially with technology, with them doing like all these videos and living their dreams. There's no excuse. So I just like their drive and their ambition. So I wanted to, speak on what I wish I knew in my 20s. So I think I have, let me see, one, two, six things. So, the six things that I would want to say if I was talking to my 20-year-old self or my in my 20s-year-old self. So, the first thing is love yourself. This is in no particular order, but this just happened to be number one on my list. Love yourself. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it probably is not. So know your worth. Don't do things just because other people are doing them. Learn how to love yourself because I'm finding that a lot of people aren't really taught that because unfortunately, a lot of people don't know how, didn't have the tools to do that, weren't equipped with that. So you have to work on yourself from the inside out because a lot of us are beautiful on the outside, So that was never my issue. I always felt like I was pretty on the outside. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I'm trying to think, I don't even know where or why I get that from. But growing up, I realized what colorism was because my mom, rest in peace, Mom, my mom was light skinned. And the rest of like the folks in the family were all brown skinned to dark skinned. So I knew off the rip that she was treated differently because of her skin color. And not only that, she was beautiful. And everywhere we went, there was sure enough at least 10 people that told her so. So I grew up watching her, and she was very humble. She did not let it go to her head. She was not like conceited or anything at all. But people would stop and just stop in the street, whistle, catcall, all of that stuff. And we grew up, well, when I grew up, we lived in New Jersey from when I was 4 to 10 years old. And there were a lot of Puerto Ricans where we lived, and we lived in Newark, New Jersey at the time. And all of my friends were Puerto Rican, and so all the guys that would hit on her were all Puerto Rican. I'm just like, oh my God, I think Puerto Ricans or Hispanics, I think they're a beautiful race. This is a side note. Y'all learn this when y'all hear about me telling these stories. I think they're a beautiful race, so I used to just be like, they're gorgeous. But anyway, they would just be like, mira, mira. And that's the main thing I remember when I was younger. That's the only probably Spanish that I know. But I just remember her being really pretty. And I think a few people growing up told me that I was pretty, but I really think I had to work on. I don't really, I'm really trying to think. Like, this is just coming up just now. Okay, hold on a minute. I don't really think I struggled with the way I look. I'm just trying to say that. And I was trying to dig back and see where did that come from. Because I don't recall my mom ever telling me, like, you're pretty and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know who to give that credit to. It was pretty much my point. But anyway, I was pretty on the outside, but there were some things on the inside that I really didn't particularly care for. And it was just things that I picked up, from my environment, like gossiping or, and talking about people and judging, that kind of thing. So I had to work on my inside. So I would say love yourself. And by that, I mean work on the inside out. So, because you can be pretty on the outside, dress fly, have a nice body, and all that good stuff. But if your insides aren't right, it kind of taints everything. Do you know what I mean? Okay. So, number two, I would say don't chase anyone. Don't chase no one. Nobody. Don't chase dudes. Don't chase chicks. Don't fight over no dude. Don't fight over no chick. Don't be over there crying and doing the ugly cry and slobbing and snotting and all of that. Don't be doing all of that because I really believe that if something is meant, it's meant. Don't spend. I mean, of course, I understand we all have emotions and feelings and all of that. I will also preface that by saying my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, grew up with all boys. She had three or four brothers, was raised by her father. Her mom passed away when she was 2 years old. So she had all this testosterone, this energy around her. And she grew up pretty much a hard ass. And what I mean by that is there was no emotions, affection, none of that. She raised her daughter, or two daughters, which my mom included, and her son. With no affection shown. So we were, kind of tough. Like, even though it's like an inside, we're really soft, but that trickled down to my mom. So this, like, my mom, she did not show affection. Then I trickled it down to my daughter and realized in my 20s, I'm not an affectionate person, really. So, again, environment. So I'm not saying you can't be sad if you break up with someone and all that good stuff, but don't be out there doing little crazy stuff like flattening tires, busting out windows, just doing dumb stuff, having arguments on social media. No, don't chase anybody. Know your value, know your worth, and know that you're better than that. Okay, so the other one is number three, follow your heart. So this kind of piggybacks on the love yourself, listen to your, intuition type thing. Because I know some things you got to be rational about and logic is involved in all of that, but there's a such thing as intuition and which aligns with our heart, so we can't ignore that either. And I say that because it's like if you want to do something you feel real strongly about it and somebody else is opposed to it, like for instance, because y'all know I got stories for days. But this is how I can get you, it's like a frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? So, like for instance, for me, when I was 23 years old, was I 23? That really is not a huge factor in this story. But I mean, it is kind of huge because we're talking about speaking to millennials, right? Right. When I was 23 years old, at the time, I was working for the city of Detroit, little county government job. And I was making decent money. I had only my oldest daughter at the time. She was 5. Sometimes you gotta break in the dance because, that's what I do. Those who listen in the podcast, y'all can't see me dancing, but y'all can hear me snapping my fingers. But anyway, I decided that I was going to up and move to Georgia for this chick, right? My mom and my stepdad, they weren't really feeling it, right? But the thing is, they didn't really express how much they weren't feeling it. They just was like, oh, that's not a good idea. Don't quit your job. Your good job. I'm just like, I can get a job anywhere. I am a secretary. I got these great skills and blah, 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 which I did have great skills and I did get a job. That's a whole nother story. But there was a lesson in all of that. I had the best time when I moved to Georgia, even though it was the worst relationship, one of the worst relationships I ever been in. But my point is, my intuition led me there. I needed to go there because it opened up my eyes to a lot of stuff because at that point I was very naive and, excuse me, and I had to go through those particular situations in order to be the person that I was groomed to be, which, today. So just follow your heart. Do I have, hold on. Oh, follow your heart. Okay, I skipped one. Follow your heart because at the end of the day, you need to make decisions for yourself. Don't, be led into peer pressure. Don't be following what everybody else is doing. See, I'm looking at my notes, and the message before that was, I'm gonna use that as number four. Tap into your passions and your likes and dislikes, because for me, and I know the people that I was around, we weren't really taught to like tap into that kind of stuff. We were kind of like told certain things, like told what we're like supposed to like, and what we should like, and we kind of like mimic people that were around us, but there was not any really like heartfelt, soul to soul searching, like, what do you really want to do when you grow up? And it's just like, oh, I want to be, let's say, I'm going to say a writer. And those things aren't really, what's the right word I'm looking for? For lack of a better term, you don't make a lot of money with that unless you're a big time like Toni Morrison or, big time writers, Alice Walker, people that made it. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of were pushed into careers and stuff like doctors, lawyers, you know what I'm trying to say, that kind of thing. So tap into your likes and dislikes. Like, have your own mind, be individualistic. Do not follow peer pressure, which is what I said in the other one, which is why I thought about it. Like, I skipped one. Because it's like, do what, like, really be in tune with your soul, with yourself, with your spirit, because we all have voices and things that speak to us. Some are louder than others, and but you not have to tap into it to see what it is that your soul and your spirit is trying to say. So, like, for instance, all of my friends and all of my relatives, everybody that I knew smoked weed, right? And I kind of knew, like, boyfriends and all that kind of stuff growing up. And I just really never had an interest in it, like, at all. I don't know why, I just didn't. So I tried it in my 20s when I moved to Georgia, when my mother was like, I don't want you moving to Georgia. I tried it in my 20s, smoked weed a few times, and I didn't like it. And it's just like, I knew it was something about it. I just didn't like the way it just made me feel, like, all lethargic, and I just didn't like it. And I know people have different, they have different experiences with it. They're just like, oh, it makes you think on a different level and all that stuff. I just know that it just made me feel just like groggy and lazy. I just didn't like it. So you have to know who you are, but you have to experience with different things in order to know, experiment with different things to know. But I understand. Bam. So tap into your likes, your dislikes, your passions, what makes you smile, what, what brings you joy. You have to pay attention to those things and try to stay on that path, because there are going to be a lot of distractions in your life. Again, I'm talking to my 20-ish, year old self. Okay. And my last, no, this is not my last. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, sorry, y'all. Okay. The other one is cherish your body and explore. I know that sounds weird going together, but I'm not saying that I'm a prude when I say cherish your body. I'm not a prude, and I'm not going to sit here and act like sex is bad, because sex is not bad. Sex is a taboo topic. I don't know why people don't want to talk about sex, but I'm just saying cherish your body. And I'm saying this because a lot of people that I know have been, been molested or violated when they were younger by family members, by friends. And so it gives us a false sense of what love is and what trust is. So some of us, because again, I'm a storyteller and I'm also a human vault, people have come to me and shared their stories, and there are a lot of similarities in that girls aren't taught to respect themselves, value their bodies. It's kind of like we're seen as objects in a way. And unfortunately, sometimes our innocence is taken and stripped from us. So that gives us a bad perception of who we are and how we view people as well. So we exchange sex for love. Do you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is cherish your body, but at the same time, explore. And if you're going to explore, use discretion and protect yourself. Because on the flip side of that, again, this is going to be another episode. We're going to talk about promiscuity and the use of the word hoe. And I get questions a lot about those who follow the model of, not having as many sexual partners and not being so experienced. And now that they're adults, they're kind of wishing that they had that experience because they're into this guy and it's a really great relationship, but they don't feel like they have the experience that's necessary to, kind of like keep up with the guy. But again, that's another topic. So again, I'm not out here calling anybody hoes. I'm not calling anybody anything. I'm just saying that some people have more experience than others. So for the sake of me speaking to the millennials and what I wish I knew in my 20s, I wish that I had respected my body more by giving myself to people that deserved it, as opposed to me not tapping into my intuition and knowing who I was, because that's a whole nother thing. It's a whole self-discovery when you're in your 20s, because you don't know who you are. So I wish I had known that some of these people that I had given it up to one bout shit, and I could have saved my goodies for somebody that really deserved it. Blam. Okay. So where am I at on the list? How you mad picking? Don't chase anyone. Have fun. Be safe. Because like I said, I had fun in my 20s, but it is hard. It's a hard period because you're really trying to learn yourself. You're trying to decipher between if this is really what I like to do, or is this because my mom or my daddy wanted me to do it, or because my cousins are doing it. So again, it's a lot of self-discovery. I experimented a lot. I was in and out of relationships. And now that I am 43, I am at my happiest point ever in my life because I discovered that everything that I've gone through was necessary for me to be where I am now. And since I started this healing journey back in 2013, 2014, I realized that everything happens for a reason and you must get the lesson from it. So this is what I'm going to leave you all with. We all have that voice. If y'all watching the video, y'all know I always have my notes. Always. We always have that voice that asks, is this it? Am I where I want to be? If your answer is no, then you got to pinpoint where it is that you want to be and go about getting there. Like if you have to move from your environment, because I'm realizing also, we all know that sometimes our environment isn't the best environment for us. So like for me, like I said, most everyone that I used to hang with smoked weed and drank a whole lot. So now I don't really drink. I sip wine and, I'm teased because I'm a lightweight and all that good stuff. I am proud about that. Okay. But I noticed that it was my environment. So I had to remove myself from that environment because I did not want to be talked into doing something that I really didn't want to do, even though I feel like my mind is strong enough to not partake in it. But you get tired of come on, you can have a little sip. Oh, you can have a little smoke. It's just like, no, I do not want to. Do you know what I'm saying? So change your environment, move your feet, listen to that voice, because trust me, it will get louder if you do not listen to it. So that's all I got today. I'm done. Hey, I'm always like, going into a song or a dance or something because I really love music. I really love dancing and I love movies. So movies, music, dancing is bound to be in any of these videos. So anyway, that's what I wish I knew in my 20s, a message for millennials. So if you're watching this video or listening, thank you very much. Please like and subscribe and share and follow me on all social media platforms, but I'm most active on Facebook. So follow me at Fiat Hollins, and I will see y'all next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.
You are now listening to Fiat Speaks, the podcast. If you have a product or service you want to showcase on our show, sponsorship packages are available at bit.ly/sponsorwithme. Again, bit.ly/sponsorwithme.